Again, man, if you're new to BC, we love you. Pumped that you're with us. We believe God Almighty, creator of the heaven and earth, deserves the highest praise and worship and celebration because he is so good. So good. Good to see you here this morning. Come on, I hope that you've had a great Christmas. We got to bounce into this thing. Come on, Renee, if you would join me. We're doing something different this morning. If you're new to BC, usually this is the time that I get up here and I just get going and get juiced and get excited. And that's going to happen a little bit. But next week, we're going to get into a brand new series. Come on up, baby. Come on up. Have your stool. Next week, we're going to get into a new series, probably going to be about 5 or 6 weeks, maybe. This has been a phrase that has been so deep in my heart for many years, and I just feel like it's time to preach on it. And the phrase is, but as for me. And it's a very personal phrase throughout all of Scripture. You'll see it. And it's amazing and dynamic, and that is for next week. And it's going to be something that kicks off 2019, that if you stop worrying about the person to your left and person to your right, and I'm not talking about family, I'm not talking about your husband and wife, I'm not talking about your kids, I'm not talking about the person to your right and left here. Don't look at your wife and say, I ain't worried about you. Like, don't do that. Not what we're talking about. Don't look at your husband and go, see, told you I'm done with you. Like, that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about just people in general saying, I'm not going to worry about this person and you over here. You're not my business. But as for me, when you prioritize the reality of who you are in Christ, and you prioritize the reality of stop looking around at everybody else's stuff, and you make it so personal, as we talked about even in the dedication, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to kick that off next week. It's going to be so powerful. Don't miss it. Invite somebody, bring somebody. But today we're going to kind of do remembering 2018. If you're a part of this church, I want you to begin to realize you're a part of something that's bigger than maybe you think it is. We started this ministry 10 years ago in our living room. I was a policeman. I loved it. SWAT team. It was my world. It was my life. I love kicking down doors. I love justice. I love chasing a bad guy. I love my dual handcuffs. I love to use them both at the same time. That means there's dual bad guys. It's amazing. I love it. Or the dude's really huge and you need 2 pair of handcuffs. That's awkward, but it happens. But anyways, 10 years ago, we didn't know. We knew that God had a plan. We knew what we wanted for worship and word. And then God's brought us here within 10 years. And I don't know if you realize, even just this past year, what an incredible, humongous, powerful year we've had as a church and as a congregation. And the big idea today is that you would know how much you're a part of what's taking place in this region. You realize that there are families, not just one or two, there are several families that drive over 1 hour to come to Believer's Chapel a couple times a week. It's crazy, church. That's a region. That's an hour drive in the country. That's a lot of miles, right? That's ain't city driving for an hour. That's cross country for an hour. That's a lot of miles to travel to get to church. Listen, that's a region, and our desire is to see a region understand who God is and his love for mankind, that his grace would be shed to mankind, that Jesus Christ loves and put himself on a cross, and that God deserves to be celebrated, honored, and praised. Man, it is this church's desire, you, the people of Believer's Chapel, to see a region of people worship God the way he deserves to be worshiped because he is God, and to love Jesus Christ the way he deserves to be loved and honored and celebrated and exalted because of what he's done for us on the cross. And we are reaching so many people that is far beyond our borders. And I'm just telling you, I want you to know what you're a part of. And I want you to know it's not Renee and I. It's not Brennan and Therese. It's not Matt and Lori. It's not Jamie and Melissa. It's this whole church is a community that does their part in so many volunteers, in so many different ministries. And so it's just incredible finances that you're giving to every week. And you're going to see where that goes to. I'm hoping you walked out of this place stunned at what this place did this year in the lives of people and for the kingdom of God. And there's one purpose, that Jesus will be exalted in our region and in families and in husbands and in wives and in children. And we would see teenagers walk in a place like they've never walked before, just loving Jesus with everything in them and being able to say no to things of sin and the things of the world. And we're seeing that. And it was such a dynamic, stunning year, that we just didn't want to just preach a message to close it out. We wanted to show you some things. on what God did this year. Amazing. We've had a stunning year as a community. And that doesn't mean Sean and Renee had a stunning year. That means Believer Chapel is making an impact that I don't know. I don't know if you realize what we're doing as a church and how far we've reached through outreach and finances and giving and just, it's a brilliant. And the big idea today is that you would know that we are blessed and that we so appreciate you sitting in these grace seats, being a part of this community for the sole purpose of making Jesus famous and making him known amongst people, that lives will be transformed and changed because Jesus came in. So good. God's doing a great work. And it really is a supernatural work in our region. And it really is, it's just incredible. It's stunning. And we love what's happening. And we love you as a church. And when I say we have the greatest people on the planet at Believers Chapel, in my heart, we have the greatest people on the planet at this church. And I want you to know how great you are. Because every person, you're all a part of this thing. You're all a piece to this thing. And it's brilliant, man. It's amazing. Actually, Renee's going to share. And I just want you to hear from my bride. And she's got some things on her heart just about even you personally. Like you look back in 2018. What did God do for me this year personally? Like, is my faith in the same direction it was January of 2018? It shouldn't be. Maybe this year you got saved. Maybe this year you came to the point to know Christ as Savior and Lord. Your eyes were enlightened to the truth that there's heaven and there's hell. There's God and there's Satan. And there's Jesus who is the only way. And man, I have come to the place to believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died on a cross for me. And I get it, man. I am saved. Maybe that was this year. Maybe you got baptized this year, which was a big deal. When you come to the place of knowing Christ as Savior and Lord, you come to a place to walk in water baptism. Maybe your marriage has taken a turn and you're seeing some amazing things take place in your marriage this year because you've come to a place to trust God as a husband and a wife and say, God, you designed and created marriage, and it could be the absolute most amazing 100% thing of success because, God, we've actually given you our marriage, and it's just stunning what you can do from a husband and wife and how you can heal. Maybe it's you just personally where God has come in to your brokenness and he has healed your brokenhearted. And maybe it's the teenagers that are just undone today at Believer Chapel and what they're doing and what God is doing. But where were you in January compared to where are you now? And there should be a maturing. There should be a growth. There should be, man, I'm not the same. I'm actually closer to Jesus in relationship, and my personal life is different because I've given him more of me this year. And the whole walk is about surrender. So I'm hoping that you come to this place to remember what God has done for you and to remember these different places of this year where you personally have grown. I hope that if you've been here all year that you can say, man, God did a great work in me this year. I hope that you don't sit here and say, nothing's different. I'm the same. Then you're not growing and you're not maturing. So Renee, you're rolling, baby. Come on. Get it. You look great in black, honey. Come on.
Whoop. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay. So I'm thinking of Esther right now, which Esther. I didn't say that in the first service, but no, because it's my one verse I know. For who knows if you have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this? And I'm thinking about, you know, Believers Chapel, and God knows we're all here. And he knows where we are, and he knows that he has such a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. Yes. And each and every one of us is called. We've been called to God's kingdom for such a time as this. And it's incredible. And we're just remembering today, you know, the Bible says to talk about these things, remember them when you walk down the path with your children, when you sit down, when you come in your house, when you leave your house, talk about these things and remember God's faithfulness and how good he has been to us. And so we just want to remember today God's faithfulness. And I have a verse, Joshua 1:8, and it says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And, whoa.
I'd have caught you. I'd have had you, babe.
You know, it's not always easy to step out and do what God has called you to do. And I was remembering Sean's message last week about Joseph and how he was a young man and he had a job and he was engaged to be married to Mary. And, you know, an angel came to him and said, listen, you know, your fiance is with child and she's going to give birth. And he is obviously shocked and not understanding quite what's happening. But, you know, he was willing to cooperate with God's plan to change, reroute. You know, if you got your GPS, you're going to reroute. Okay, we're not going to do this way. We have to go this way. And it's God's way. And it's amazing, you know, when we submit and we surrender to God's will, he does abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And, you know, even with Sean and, you know, going into the ministry, and he was doing a lot, you know, within the ministry, but working his job as a full-time policeman, you know, it was one of those moments, you know, where he owned the moment. You know, God is calling you to come out and, you know, to step out in faith and to believe God, you know, to start a church in your living room. And, you know, we walk by faith, not by sight. It's not like, you know, someone gave us a handful of money and said, here you go, you know, go buy a building and have a church. It was definitely a walk by faith, not by sight, you know, trusting God every single day. You know, I mean, it's incredible when you think back because, you know, you're going to leave your full-time job and your benefits and we'll have no insurance. And
brilliant.
That's just, you know, that's not like worldly wisdom, you know what I mean? Like, that's just God and that's miraculous and, you know, what he can do when we just fully trust in him. And, you know, I'm going over the story in Luke and just remembering this week, you know, Mary, it wasn't easy for Mary to believe God, you know, what he was about to do in her. But he said, behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. And all of us need to stand and surrender and come to that point and say, not according to my will, God, but according to your will. Behold, I am your servant, Renee. I am your servant, Sean. I'm your servant, Carter, Olivia, Ethan. You know, we need to come to the point where we're going to say, I surrender what my will is, you know, but God, I know that your ways are so much higher. They're so amazing. And I just want everyone to be encouraged to just trust God. And I'm also thinking about the first fruits offering and just how God can take, you know, your $1 bill. It's not like we're not giving, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, but we're taking what we feel like we're just praying, God, you know, we're going to offer this to you and he's going to take it and he's going to sanctify it and make it holy. And what he does is he multiplies all of it and does what we want to show you today. And it's just so amazing what God has done. And it's not, you know, anything that we could do without him, of course, but it's just putting your trust in him. And even Elizabeth and Zacharias, I wanted to say too, because, you know, the older people, they want to go to Florida and be with the birds and get in the sun and just relax and everything. But God has a plan for everybody. God, everybody, every person in every seat right here has, God has his hand on you and he has an amazing plan for you. And if you would just submit and walk in his ways and just say, Lord, let it be done according to your word, you know, and God can do such miraculous things. And, you know, I get really excited. Like I was saying before, God's word is so powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword and it gets in your heart. And then it's like you see with these eyes, you know, 20/20 vision in your spirit. And you're like, we're going to do this and that. And I'm like, Sean, we're going to get a billboard and we're going to put Believer's Chapel right down there on 417. And we're going to bring these people to church because we want everyone to hear the good news. The good news that you can be saved, you can be delivered, you can be healed, and you can be set free because in Jesus' name, you are healed. And yes. And my husband was like,
come on.
What are you talking about? I'm like, that one, the one with the lights right there, get that one. And, but no, I mean, we were all lost, and Jesus pursued us and came where we were in our mess, and he brought us up out of it. And, you know, now it's just amazing because my heart is just to see, you know, every lost soul in this area just be able to hear the truth and to be set free. Amen.
Come on, baby. Sweet. When you see the billboard, it's on her, right? I'm glad you listened last week. Am I your favorite preacher? Don't lie in front of 400 people.
Yes.
Okay, I'm her favorite preacher. It's amazing. Come on, we're going to bring Matt up here, and he's going to share some things. I just want to cover one verse as he's coming. And it's Ephesians 4. I covered Colossians 1, the first service. Ephesians 4 is this, and I just want to cover one verse because I really want you to hear what this church has done this year. It's been powerful. But I want this to be more personal than community. The Bible says this in Ephesians 4. It says this. And it's talking about the church, and it's talking about the pastor's responsibility in the fivefold ministry. He gave some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints to do the work of service for the building up of the body of Christ. Like our responsibility is to equip you to do the work of the ministry, to serve so that the body of Christ, we are one local body. There's lots of bodies of Christ, but this is the local body because it's talking about pastors and teachers, and it's talking about a church community. Right? And it's talking about this body here, Believer's Chapel, being built up and walking in maturity. It says this, watch this. And we're to be building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith. So you look at the fivefold ministry, you look at part of the purpose of the local church, you look at the very first objective of the local church is talking about our faith. It's talking that we all would attain to, we'd all grow in our faith. Now, we come to this place to realize that we can't please God unless we walk by faith. It's impossible to please God unless we do it with a measure of faith. And we want to walk in a place that our trust in God is growing, that this year there were situations and circumstances and struggles that if I didn't grow in my faith, I would have been a disaster. It would have been a mess. But you find yourself at the end of the year going, man, it was something different. I actually had a peace about it. I actually still functioned in joy. And I was going through the most difficult season I've ever gone through. And yet I did it with joy and peace. That's growth. That's growth. And that's growing faith that you're trusting in God no matter what you're going through. And I love this. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure and stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Here's our growth. As a result of all of that, walking in faith, deepening your knowledge of Jesus, the Son of God, deepening your knowledge of Jesus, knowing him on new levels personally, because of all that, as a result of that, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful schemings. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up. I love that. We're called to mature. And we're called to grow. And we're called to grow in our knowledge of Christ. And we're called to grow in our faith. And we're called to mature and speak truth in love. I love that. So when you really come to a place, and I'm hoping that this bounces us into 2019 in a reality of, man, at the end of 2019, I don't dare be the same. Listen, next week, I want to preach the best message of my life next week. And the following week, man, I want to give you my absolute best, and I want it to be better than the week before. Like, I want to grow. I want to go deeper in message, and I want to preach like I've never preached before, and I believe 2019 is going to be an amazing, incredible, incredible year of worship and word for this church. It's going to be powerhouse, church. It's going to be powerhouse. But this past year, I'm going to give the mic to my man, Matt, and he's just going to share a few things and go over what this place looked like as a church. You have a mic. I get to talk, too.
The announcer's mic.
Yes.
The announcer's mic.
Hi, Matt.
You know, it's funny. It's just... Sean called me a couple weeks ago with the idea of this service and what this service would mean to him. And it's just been powerful even to think about really 2018 and what's happened in this church from a project standpoint. And it's just, it's easy to be blown away by it. In 2017, as most of you guys know, and if you don't, was an amazing year for this church in that we took this building, right? We were over on the West 5 Mile Road, which we still are, but we took this building. We were able to purchase this building. And that itself was an amazing accomplishment just from all of your tithes and your offerings and to God's plan. But that was a big year. You know, all the things we went through to get the building and get through the city and the planning and the zoning and finally get here. And then, of course, to do the amazing build out and so much of what you guys see today from the results of the fruits of the labor in that. It would have been easy just to say, all right, guys, 2017, whew, that was a big year. 2018, we're just going to kind of coast a little bit here. Let's catch our breath. And that didn't happen. And by the beginning of 2018, we were into this amazing project in the back room known as the Castle, which took on its own life, and so many people came together, and so many hands were involved in that, and so much in terms of financing was involved in that. Guys, you have to understand something, that when you look at the picture of the castle, it is truly breathtaking. We use the word Disney, right? Disney is thrown around all the time in terms of what you hear from descriptions. And guys, that's a pretty big compliment, right? And the kids absolutely love it. But what took place to get to that point was amazing. And the hands again and the finances again to get there was truly the work of God. You know, another picture that I wanted to put up actually at the beginning, but just to show you even just the first service that we had here for Christmas before we even owned the building until where we were last Sunday. It's just night and day, the transformation that what took place in this building. And again, absolute work of God. You think about the castle, and it was a huge project. It was months and months and months, and it was all days on Saturdays, a lot of times all days on Thursdays to get it done. But that wasn't all that just took place in here. We had the worship room, the green room that we called it. Honestly, you guys got to understand, when we took over this building, the worship team would sit in the back on cardboard boxes surrounded by like buckets that they would use for tables because they didn't have anything. I mean, there was just a shell of a kitchen that they would basically get ready in. There was no heat, right? Brendan would be back there with a scarf and a sweater just trying to get his body core temperature up to like 60 just so that he could come on stage and perform. And they never complained once about it. So to get that room completed for these guys and then to go into what was a big closet and create the little nobles room, which took place recently. And then to go next door into the Kingdom Kids room. Again, all this had been remodeled, but we were growing so much that we needed more space to create the hallway and the new dividers and the new rooms in there. And then to even go in there and look at what took place just in the last couple weeks in terms of the new stage. If you haven't just peeked in there, you have to understand that the stage that's in there is amazing. And now they have their own worship team in there and their own, just it's amazing to see, again, 2018, breathtaking to see what took place in this building. And then you go outside of the building and you look at the shed that we were able to purchase this year. You look at the field that we were able to basically laser scrape down and put culverts in and get ready for putting the soccer field and the baseball field and stuff coming in this next year. But just to get it to the place it is now, it may just look like some dirt and some stone and some grass. There was a lot of work that went into that field this year. And then, of course, you look at the parking lot. Listen, you guys own a home. You understand even just to have your driveway redone, it's a big bill. In fact, $52,000 spent on this parking lot alone and how beautiful it is. But again, your tithes, your offerings, right? Your trust and leadership to oversee this and do so much just in this building alone. And then go down the road, again, West 5 Mile. It's still an amazing, amazing branch of this church that we use almost every day. We have clubs in the 4-H clubs, for instance, that come and just use the building, and we're blessed by that. But Breakaway meets there, right? We have Glow that meets there. And we'll show some pictures in a minute on those, but we have some amazing things that took place, new carpet, new paint, new sound system, even over at that building. So just on the project side alone, 2018 was an amazing year, so much of which we actually didn't see or weren't planning for. You know, I talk about planning. You have to understand something. The castle project, this was Sean's blueprint for the castle project. This is the only piece of paper we ever had that
That's
was a design
right
of the.
There. What are you talking about?
It's not
Look
stunning.
At this.
No,
it is.
And if you ever see Sean with a tape measure
Listen,
or crayons, take them out of his hands
because
he didn't go to architect school. He didn't. I know he didn't.
Yes,
but
I had the tree. I didn't get my tree.
He didn't get your tree.
There's supposed to be a tree with a slide going down the middle of it. That didn't happen, Kolb.
The project list, guys, it's just amazing. And it is amazing to see what happened. But then you look at things, honestly, on the ministry side of things.
Amen.
And I go right to the youth. I pointed to them in the first service, but we have so many youth here in the church. that I go right to the youth, and I think about all the things that we've been able to do just in the youth. You know, there's a picture of a missions trip we took, and this was in 2017. But this is a mission that we still support. And in fact, we're going back down to the DR in May. And we're excited about that. More to come, of course, in terms of what that looks like. But the missions trip that we take and the youth that we have in this church and the things that take place within the youth, you know, Creation Fest and the trip they were able to take, right? I think about GLOW, Girls Lighting Our World. It's just an amazing ministry, fifth graders through eighth graders, right? This little ministry just had a sleepover. But the growth just in that, and to see these young girls just growing up in an amazing church under great leadership. I think of Defenders. You need to look at the dichotomy. If you've got the photo of GLOW, and then, of course, you put up the photo of the Defenders, and you're going to notice a little difference. There's a little different scene, by the way, when you throw a bunch of fifth through eighth grade boys in a room, and then you transform it into a fifth through eighth grade girl scene. But we're blessed by that, and leadership, and even Jay in the front row today, and what he's doing in that ministry. You know, I think about the college kids in this church, and the college kids are so important to us here. It's such an important season in your life. But our outreach to them and the gas cards, for instance, that we're able to give to these kids, you guys have to understand something. Last year alone, 2018, over $20,000 went out just in gas cards, right, to get these college kids to church and to get them home. I mean, that's amazing, and that's you guys. Right? That's the basket going back and forth between person to person every Sunday that then gets put into these kids' hands. Going down to Houghton and teaching Proverbs to these young kids, right? Baseball team, sitting around on a Monday night when they could be watching NFL Monday Night Football and they turn it off. They could be watching the World Series. They turn it off. Why? Because they want to get into God's Word. Mm-hmm. And that's this church as an outreach. That's a ministry that this church has. You think about the other end of the spectrum, right? You've got 55 and over now who are putting together an amazing ministry. And that growth that's just in that taking place and what you're seeing there. There's so many things that have taken place this year, guys. VBS. Going back to the kids, think about VBS. If your kids were part of VBS or you just had a glimpse of VBS this year, it was blowout. That was the first VBS this church has ever put on, right? And I mean, Melissa Reiner and her team, wow, amazing. You think about, I call it Donut Fest now. It's not Fall Fest anymore. It's Donut Fest because, of course, we have a donut wall now. So anytime you have a donut wall, people will come. That's just what it is. Donut wall, people will come.
That's awesome.
But the Fall Fest this year, just the community coming together and the things we did just in terms of what that parking lot was transformed into, it's just an amazing thing to see. I think of the men's retreats that took place this year, right? We had our winter's retreat, then we had our summer's retreat up at Camp Lila Lai, and it's just amazing what took place there. And even looking at Feeding Grace. You know, so many things just going through my head in Feeding Grace. We feed families. We have women in this church who come together and cook and then take meals to people, a lot of whom don't come to Believer's Chapel. Why? Because they need meals. Amen. In terms of time of need and what they're going through. And then, of course, we think about the ladies' brunch and that just took place here just within the last month. And this place being filled with amazing women who come together, who want to be together, hear God's word. Renee, just an amazing job and message delivered. But what a powerful day that represented in terms of what Believer's Chapel is all about. Community, bringing people together, showing the love of Christ, right? I think about the benevolence forms that go out. Guys, you have to understand that we've got a lot of requests come into the church of need. Sometimes people that don't come to church again. And that's our job as a church community to put our finances together and support those who are in need, going through tough times. They need tires on their car to get to work. I mentioned the gas cards, but people have heating bills that need to get paid because guess what? The heat's going to get turned off, and it happens. Seasons in life, we get that, and that's why we're here. And so I'm just blessed by so many ministries. We are all blessed by all these ministries, but I think it's an amazing opportunity to look back on 2018 and see what we've done from a project standpoint and see what we've done from a people standpoint, and both are just amazing to look back on. So it's truly been a blessing.
I love it. Yep. I love it. Come on, give God thanks, right? Amen. Awesome. And when you look at even the finances, church, I got to tell you this, because we don't do this without you. We don't. We don't reach the region like we have without you and what you're doing financially in this church. And you look at cash going out, $52,000 cash. You look at over $20,000. Watch this now. $20,000 in gas cards. They're $20 gas cards. $20. Look, think on how many gas cards that actually leaves the info desk at $20 a piece to reach 20 grand in a year. Church, it's stunning. It's amazing, let alone the benevolence, let alone what God is doing in this region for people who may never even come to church.
But they know that this church loves them, and we want you to have heat, and we want your children to eat, whether you ever come to Believer's Chapel or not. We want you to know that this community loves you, and we care for you, and there's a God who lives in all areas. He's all present. He has a son named Jesus who put himself on a cross for you, and God loves you. We just want to share the love of God with people through giving. You're part of that. That's what we're doing, and it is just amazing to see. And you look at this. You look at this. We had this whole building in just purchasing it. And you know the figures. It was $1.25 million. $1,250,000. And not including any of all the expenses up to this day. All the expenses, parking lot, everything that was done in cash. Watch this. Except for we owe $400,000 on the whole building and everything that has been done. Church, that's huge. Are you kidding me? Like, that is huge. That's nothing for this church. I want to tell you that after this year, of everything that we are able to accomplish because of you, today, this church is in the absolute best financial position that we've ever been in. And that is at the end of the year, right? After all of these finances have gone out, reaching as many people as we, just as Renee said, to reach as many people as we possibly can reach with the good news that God loves you. He has a plan for you. Jesus died for you. And then we come to this place to live for him. That's our goal. And not including the building fund at a time, when people just giving into the building fund, and we're so grateful. This church is the best position financially that we've ever been in. And that's because of every single person in these seats. We're healthy. We're blessed. And God's put his hand on this church. And I can just say this, that you're here and you're here on purpose. You're a part of something amazing here in church. It goes way beyond just coming on a Sunday. I'm so excited for this upcoming year. There's some wonderful changes going to take place. I can't wait to make some really awesome announcements that'll be coming up. It's so good. We're so blessed. We just want to say thank you. You begin to really open your eyes to see you're part of something amazing. This is God's work. And we just stand in awe of it to say, God, you're amazing, but you chose to use just a bunch of simple people that live in the country. This isn't a big city, man. It's just a big village. We love our big village. But look what God's doing. And he just is allowing us to be a piece to this. How great is that, right? How great is that? Come on, let's pray. And let's bounce them. Let's just pray that you have a great celebration this year of a new year. And I'm telling you, next week, man, we're going to go into this series. Maybe it's going to be the best series I've ever preached. Because it's so dear to me. And it will be life-changing for you. It will be life-changing for you. Father, this whole service was to give you glory. And to appreciate these amazing people of Believer's Chapel. God, we're just a bunch of people. Just a bunch of misfits. God, you've made us something beautiful. God, you've made us something beautiful. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you have transformed us. We thank you, Jesus, that you've redeemed us. You've taken that which was ugly and made it beautiful. You've taken that which was slave to sin and you freed us. And we need every single person in our region to know that truth. God, you're just using us to reach a region. We are so grateful for your hand in this place. And we're so thankful, God, that I believe you're the one who's drawn every person to this place. God, that this would fire us up for what's ahead. That God, that this would just bring us to a place to know that, God, in this place, we stay unified. God, we would be unstoppable to reach this region. God, we will see your hand move in such a real way, God. God, we will see hearts turn to you. We will see marriages change in a direction that honors and glorifies you, where the husband is loving his wife and the wife is respecting and honoring her husband. And teenagers come to a place to be so strong and so steadfast and so immovable, God, that we will become unstoppable this next year to see what you can do in this region. That Jesus, you are the center of attention. You always will be the center of attention. And we honor you in this place. And we thank you for such an incredible year that we will remember this year and what you've done here, God. And we remember you this morning. And we come to this place to say thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, church, can we give him a shout of thanks of what he's done this year? Oh, what a year. Come on, what a year. So good. Church, I love you. Have a great new year. We'll see you next Sunday. Come on, amen.